Good people, good people. It is your boy Cool McCam, a little more incognito than usual. Like I'm in the witness protection program, but it's all good. Another episode, Monarchs of Wrestling, episode 99. So, yo, next week, definitely check us out. It's going to be the episode 100 spectacular. I have some friends of the show on, you know, some different people to talk wrestling with us. Just make it a fun time for next week for episode 100. Join as always. Oh my man, the other half of your monarchy, Playmaker. What up, Playmaker?
How y'all doing? Hope y'all enjoying Labor Day. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend.
Absolutely. Wish it would have been longer. A few more days would have been nice. But yeah, hope everybody is enjoying it for sure. Spending time, you know, hopefully with your loved ones or at least your friends and enjoying some good tastiness and delicious food for the holiday. But hey, man, time to get into it. Time to get into it.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I really wasn't enthralled with wrestling this week.
I mean, that's a reasonable based on what we got.
I mean, for instance, NXT. We're going to run it back with Kalani Jordan and Blake Monroe, and all of a sudden, Jordan Grace wants to interfere in a match again. And Kalani Jordan wins. Like, we're going to keep this going. Like, Blake Monroe has beaten Jordan Grace. And not only did she beat Jordan Grace, she beat Jordan Grace fair and square in the middle of the ring. At Heatwave.
Doesn't seem like that matters to Jordan Grace, though.
There was no chicanery. In the match. So we had that. Miles Bourne versus Lexus King in a blindfold match. Why two people got to be in a blindfold? Oh, yeah. One is somewhat blind, so to make it even, she decided to make Lexus King put on a blindfold as well.
There's a lot I could say, but I'm just not going to say anything. Sometimes it's the best way. That's what my mom told me. Rest in peace.
Then you had Kendra Gray and St. Clair going against Paxley and Dane of the Cullen. Cullen gets the dub.
Good for them. And I mean that only halfway sarcastically.
Hey, Josh Brisbane against Ricky Saints. But Ricky Saints ain't been a main factor in like almost a month.
True.
And Steels beat Iowa Fire, but who is Iowa Fire at this point in time?
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to something interesting. Lola Vice, the new number one contender for the NXT Women's Champion, teaming up with Zarya and Sol Ruka against Fatal Influence since women tag match. I believe this is your moment, sir.
I would simply say this. Cakes galore. And when there are cakes, Cool McCain is invested.
You had a quite interesting ending to this match. Never remember who got pinned. Jasmine Nitz got pinned. So if Jasmine Nitz got pinned, that means the champ got speared by Zarya. Ooh. Ooh. Somebody check on the champ ribs. Because I know they hurt.
I would have to agree.
Fall Henley, she got her snow snatched. And then Jasmine got her lights turned out.
A lot of things will happen.
So Lola Vice, Zarya, and Soruko get the dub. Now, just for my pleasure, would you rather get speared by Zarya, get your snow snatched by Soruko, or get knocked out by Lola Vice?
It's not a lot of very good options there if you're the person that's maybe taking those moves.
Which one would you rather get?
Me personally, I'd probably like to get Soul Snatched by Soul Ruka.
Oh, that should be a question of the day. Man, if we was doing questions of the day, that would have been the question of the day. And that might end up winning.
Snatch my soul, Soul Ruka.
Oh, man. That was your main event NXT. It was a very short NXT show. I mean, not short as in time-wise, but you get the point.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, we're going to flip over to the TNA half of NXTNA. They share the T, of course. So, not pay-per-view. I think they still call them anything coming up. So, not too much was happening. But there were a few things. So we're looking forward to Bound for Glory, but we've got some time before that happens. Mike Santana and Steve Macklin, who is the TNA International Champion. I just want to say the TNA International Championship is the best looking belt I see right now, to be honest. Especially in TNA, but like just belt wise, it's a very nice belt. And so they were up against Trick Williams and AJ Francis of First Class. Mike Santana pinned Trick Williams. He tried to trick shot, but he collided with AJ Francis, and that caused Mike Santana to be able to get the roll up pin. Santana and Trick Williams kept going on after the bell or after the match was over. So, you know, they had to kind of handle that. Eric Young had a match with a guy, Myron Reed, with Zachary Lentz. He's kind of the fill-in for their little crew because, you know, guys are getting hurt or whatever. So he's kind of like the add-along, I'll say. But Myron Reed lost the match to Eric Young. Eric Young's the more known name. Reed is a feeling rascal, or maybe a new third member. I don't know. But lost that. So Ash by Elegance, one of our guys' favorite wrestlers, came out to kind of have her speech. You know, she won. She wanted to let everybody know, talk through that thing. So I'm not going to really go into detail about it, just that it did happen. We then had a tag team match between the Inspiration and Fatal Influence. Inspiration won the match. I'm sure we're not too surprised just based on names there. Ryan Nemeth had a match with Eddie Edwards, and Alicia Edwards was on ringside. Eddie Edwards won. Say that. Eric Young took out Joe Hendry in the back. He was standing over him. Joe Hendry has a cord wrapped around his neck, and he's knocked out, and Eric Young is standing over him. So we're getting demented Eric Young back. Mara Sade who is caked up and caked out. Had a match against Tasha Steelz, who also is actually caked up and caked out for someone her size. So the double caped match. And Tasha Steelz, who had the great hands with her, was able to get the victory. Numbers always matter in these type of contexts. Early in the night, Leon Slater was apprehensive because he has a match with Cedric Alexander against the Hardys. The Hardys beat Leon Slater and Cedric Alexander. Matt hit the twist of fate on Cedric Alexander and then the swanton from Jeff to earn the victory. So they are getting some momentum. So October 12th, which is when Bound for Glory will be, we'll have that match between the Hardys and Team 3D. Of course, they had to talk about that. So Dudley Boys, for you, those of you who may not be aware of what they had to call themselves outside of WWE. Trick Williams, at the end of the show, comes into the ring with his lawyer to address Mike Santana's post-match attack from earlier in the night. He says he can't work under these conditions and reminds everyone that he's not required to defend his title for 50 days. Santino Marella comes out, tries to make a match for Bound for Glory, but he gets interrupted by Trick Williams' lawyer. So Trick Williams' lawyer ends up getting a Cobra at the end of the show. So
Santino's getting sued. Okay.
Basically, TNA was no better than NXT this week, maybe a little bit worse. It's one of those things where when it's not the main things happening, you just don't sometimes get the same amount of, it seems like effort. Like, I'm just going to say effort put into getting the shows off the ground and getting people to watch. And a little bit disappointing at times, but we live with it. We deal with it as part of being a wrestling fan. There's always going to be lulls. There's going to be times when things are picking up, there's going to be times when things are dropping down. So, unfortunately, we have a little bit of a drop right now, but hey, we get it back together. So, Daniel Berry with the cheers. Cheers to you as well, sir. Thank you for tuning in.
So, we got Ricky Saints going for Over Finney, and we got Mike Santana going for Trick Williams.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't talk about the interaction between Over Finney and Ricky Saints when they're talking smack to each other. But yeah, shout out to Real Wise Radio. We have a quick commercial break here, then we're gonna come back and we are going to talk a little AEW, and then for the remainder of the time that we are on, we will be discussing WWE. I think most of it's going to be centered around Clash in Paris, and Playmaker may have a couple of pieces of information to give you guys on the early Raw today, because Raw was on at 2 p.m. today. You know, I understand in another country it is what it is, but I kind of wonder why Netflix doesn't just say, you know what, since you're in another country, we're going to record it and just play it at the time you normally have, but I digress. Let's get into it.
Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. We will see about Cup. And running back Kerryon Williams. To return.
Lend me your ears, or should I say lend Playmaker your ears, as he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame, and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. No, oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel. Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the building. It's time to get into a little AW Dynamite.
Issa, the way that you signed that song, it don't sound like All Elite to me.
That's the name, sir. It doesn't mean they're All Elite because it's the name. I just go by the name. You know, that's what they call them.
I threw that in.
So this was your follow-up to Forbidden Door. Of course you did, sir. This is your follow-up to Forbidden Door. They're in the 2300 arena, the ECW arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They're going to be there for a couple of episodes. So it's going to be kind of like a residency. We'll be there for a couple of weeks. So if you're in the Philadelphia
Reservations area, pass.
Come across this. Yep. You got a couple of opportunities to, you know, a few opportunities to see them at this particular venue. So, let's do this. So, John Moxley had a really good match against Daniel Garcia. Of those who know, Daniel Garcia is one of the guys that he's always kind of like right there, but he never quite gets the job done. Another opportunity of him not getting the job done, but so close, and he looked stronger than he's looked in a while in his loss. So long as he ever looked as TNT champion. So this could be a good turning point for Daniel Garcia, possibly. But John Moxley, you know, got the win. After the match, Darby Allin last weekend made a challenge to John Moxley.
Yeah.
And he basically told him, no, I'll fight you. But he didn't say it. He had Willie Uta say it, because Willie Uta said John Moxley is not going to waste his time having a conversation to address Darby Allin.
So we about to get another ridiculous match coming up sometime.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully not. Hopefully they'll just end up having a match. Maybe he'll kill Willie Uta or kidnap him or something, and he'll have to have a match. Who knows? All right. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford had a match with Chris Statlander and Harley Cameron. And Penelope Ford actually got pinned in that match. So Statlander and Harley Cameron were victorious. Megan Bain came back into the ring and she took out Harley Cameron on the outside. She came back in the ring to kind of have a little piece of a little fisticuffs, we'll say, with Chris Statlander, who was able to handle the Megasus. So she was getting ready to give her like a crushing blow, and then out comes Willow Nightingale, tells her not to do it. So then Megan Bain leaves, and then Harley Cameron gets in the ring. She's in between those, holding up both of their hands. If you're going to put them back together, put them back together. If you're not, just stop it. I'm over this by now, y'all. You got it. Just, no.
I think that's the dean for tonight's show. When it comes to McCain, he's over this.
Mercedes Bonet had a celebration to celebrate her latest championship victory, which was the Discovery Wrestling Scottish Women's Championship. So she celebrated. she was able to brag a little bit, and no incident. She got to do her dance, and no real incident of mention. FTR came out to the ring before the very first match. They were complaining because the wrong person got pinned in their match. Or the wrong person pinned, I forgot which way it went. But basically they were whining that they really didn't lose. So they ended up trying to put their hands on the referee. And then Adam Copeland had to run out to help the referee. He acted like he was waiting for Christian Cage. But Christian Cage was behind him. And they basically gave him the work real quick and they left. And then Edge basically, Christian did his thing about you both have dads and all that. He did a little thing. And then Edge basically said, I'm going to destroy you. And then Christian was like, I promise we took care of my problem. Then we're about to take care of Cope's problem. Or Adam. He said Adam's problem. I ain't using that Cope crap either. But Edge, who I'm calling him Edge, named him CNC and said that they're going to take them out at All Out.
Matter of fact, not to mention the crowd booed Edge because he was trying to stop Christian from saying the line.
Yeah.
And they stop some sick people.
The last thing, because they're sick people. All right. Well, I will say this. It's supposed to be Mercedes Moné acknowledging Alex Windsor because she was asked about Alex Windsor, but she was like, nah. And I mean, I kind of get it because I'm in the middle of a celebration because I just won another championship. This ain't the minute for that. So Brodito, which is Brody King and Bandito and Jet Speed, took on four members of the ever-expanding, poorly done, stretched out as much as the NWO Don Callis family. So it was Josh Alexander, Okada,
Tenosuke
Takeshiko, and Hichiro. Hichiro. No, the NWO was all of WCW at one time, so they ain't stretched that far. Everybody was NWO at one point, so they ain't stretched that far. He only got about half of them. He ain't stretched that far. Not much to say from the match, except that the Don Callis family won, but they don't win matches, and it's like 30 people, and he's like, what are they there for? Heyman Adam Page came out, talked some trash to MJF, because MJF kind of had a meltdown backstage about how he lost, and now he's pissed off that he's got to put in a 7-day notice before he can cash in his contract. So I'm sitting there the whole time thinking, so we're just going to act like we didn't have a whole thing the week before this where Heyman go to Maxwell Jacob Freeman and say, I'm going to use my contract. I'm just going to act like none of that ever happened. So I said, okay, if you're going to act like none of it happened, I'll suspend reality alone with you. But yeah, so now apparently he hasn't used the contract yet. So yeah. If you were confused watching that, you should have been, because they walked that back. Really weird how they did it, but it's whatever. But he came out and tossed some trash, told MJ, if you can't beat me, whatever. He started off by shouting out Will Ospreay and saying, hope he gets back and gets healthy. And when he does, he wants to face him in a championship match. He wants to give him a championship match. Don Callis' family came out, and they were giving Hangman the work for a second. But then Jet Speed came out, and then after they came out, Kenny Omega ended up coming out and cleaning the ring, and then they had a little reunion moment where Omega and Hangman Page did the V-trigger buckshot combo on Lance Archer they used to do whenever tag team champions back in the day. And then they hugged each other. We then got a pre-taped interview from Tana Storm hyping up Mina Shirakawa because she's going to go against Athena in the 2300 Arena next week for the Ring of Honor Championship, Women's Championship. We had a trios match, the Ops against Ricochet and Gates of Agony. You don't think you're going to go out and win a championship after you just cost the Hurt Syndicate their tag team championship. So you got cost the championships by MVP hitting Ricochet in the back with his cane, and Ricochet was laid the fudge out. And then he was pinned. They picked him up to take him out. And then you got the, we hurt people. We hurt people. And the Gates of Agony got their just due as well. They got dealt with. All right. Darby Allin, Claudio Castagnoli. What I'm going to say about this match is it was very brutal. Darby Allin won the match, but he lost the war because he got beat down. But he did get a victory because that just makes sense for the story of trying to get that match with So not a lot really going on with AEW right now. I'm going to say slightly disappointed. They had been trending upward, but I feel like this week was just, you know, whatever, whatever.
It must be the weekend.
It may have just been everybody wanted to be off since it was a holiday weekend, perhaps. I don't know, but yeah. It just wasn't, it didn't have the same genesis quoi the last 6, 7, 8 episodes it had. So a little let down, but hey, it wasn't complete garbage. It just was average. There were a lot of times where we could say AEW episodes were complete garbage. When you had Edge and championship matches, it was like 30 minutes at the end of the show. So at least we don't have that. So we have to be thankful for what we do have. Another quick commercial break, y'all. Come back, and then it's going to be all WWE. And based on how my co-host feels, I don't think we'll be talking too much besides Clash in Paris. Maybe a few other tidbits, but I think it's mostly going to be Clash in Paris. But that's just a thought. We'll see what really happens.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kurt the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find podcasts.
That button didn't want to press y'all. It'd be tripping sometime.
Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Bobby J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, good people. So we are back in the building. And it's time for WWE.
I think I owe somebody an apology.
Okay.
Sami Zayn was on SmackDown, and he captured the United States title off solo.
Yes, he did.
I apologize, Sami. I apologize.
Here's the thing, though. If you think about it, it felt random.
It was definitely random.
I read some reports that they're using this to test Sami Zayn's overness with the crowd because he may be winning the Royal Rumble this year.
That's in Saudi Arabia, by the way.
Yeah. So they're testing his popularity. So if you are a Sami Zayn fan and you are for some reason coming across this clip in this episode, support this, cheer for him, buy some Sami Zayn merchandise stuff if you want your guy to win the Royal Rumble and be champion, because they're using this as a test run from all the reports.
I think that's the only thing I want to talk about from either Raw or SmackDown.
That's fair. I mean, Raw and SmackDown basically just bled into Clash of Paris anyway. They pretty much had both shows basically based around Clash of Paris. Well, you should talk about the number one contenders match for the SmackDown tag team titles, since it was a good match. And they'll know who won so they could know who going to be facing the
Wyatt. I'm going to put it like this. Without telling y'all who won, Bo Dallas sent both tag teams a message, which is not good whatsoever.
And when you see the smoke, you know there's fire in the building.
He sent the message to the Street Profits, and he sent the message to Carmelo Hayes and The Miz.
And AP right on time said, I really hate Becky Lynch. We'll get to that, but hey, I don't think there are many people that don't share your sentiment, my good man.
But just to clarify me, AP, is it the hate because of how WWE is portraying her, or is the hate because she's doing a good job at what she's doing? I need to clarify on the hate. Because we know there's people out here who hate Becky Lynch just because they just hate Becky Lynch whatsoever.
Fair enough.
So I just want to clarify that. I want to put AP in the right category.
So I just want to let you know AP will be definitely responding to that. So we'll wait till we get his response.
But yeah. He's in that category. Gotcha.
Hey, she's still in the WWE. I mean, I can see where people feel that way. Like, I really can. You're supposed to feel that way. That's the purpose of a character. But I can see where people feel that way.
I wanted to make sure we put you in the right category, sir. That's all I wanted to do. Now we go off to Paris. I don't know why I said it like that. It sounded like I was calling out the Pokemon name.
Hey, do you, bruh?
The final main PLE Peacock. The reason why we have to say it like that, because NXT Premium Live Events is still going to be on Peacock. Not everything WWE is leaving Peacock. Just the main stuff is leaving Peacock. Oh, and Saturday night's main event will no longer be on NBC. It'll be strictly on Peacock as well.
When you think about it, it makes sense. If you really think about it, it makes sense, because NXT is basically on a level with TNA now, so it makes sense that they're going to stay there while the other stuff leaves. ESPN, like, they can stay there. We good.
Now, let's get into the card. Opening match. Bronson Reed, the Tribal Thief. The other Shula fella versus the Tribal Chief, the owner of the Ula fella, Roman Reigns. Great way to kick off Clash of Paris. I must say, Bronson Reed, so he's a main event type of player. Do you agree with that?
He definitely can be. I think being in this group was perfect for him because it'll help elevate him.
Nice match back and forth. Roman Reigns gets the dub, but we are not done yet. He gets the Shula fall from Paul Heyman. Puts Paul Heyman in the guarantee, by the way. The fans in Paris love that part. He takes the shoes, he cuts them up, he signs them and tosses them to the crowd. So there are four lucky people who have Roman Reigns shoes. Who probably going to sell it on eBay. And probably make a lot of money off of it.
Can't blame him.
Then the chaos happens. Braun Breaker runs from the French announce table and spears Roman Reigns through the main announce table. And then the beatdown commences. Roman Reigns takes a spear, takes a tsunami, takes another tsunami. They bring out the Gertie, put him on Gertie. He gets another tsunami before Jey Uso shows up. Jey Uso gets speared. And then just for good measure, Roman Reigns gets another tsunami by Bronson Reed strapped on the Gertie. The Bronze took out the Tribal Chief, sir.
Well, now the Tribal Chief can go and join the next set photo for Street Fighter.
That's how Clash of Paris kicked off. Tag Team Championship match. The Riot Sits going against the Street Profits. We know who won, so I'm just going to skip to it. They are going back to the dissension of the Street Profits.
And I actually don't even care.
And you know, Bleacher Report brings out a good question. What are the YSAs?
Away.
What are they? Are they faces or are they heels? How about they're neither?
They're supernatural.
They do whatever they want and people don't care. As long as they get to see the wise hits. Only the YSS can do circadian stuff and get away with it. And when I say get away with it, the crowd don't feel some type of way about it. Any other team to do that to the Street Profits? We have a problem. But since it's the YSS, nobody cares.
It is what it is.
Okay. Speaking of one, Becky Lynch, she defended her Intercontinental Championship against Nikki Bella. Let's go ahead and talk about Nikki Bella, sir, because I have nothing to say about this match.
All I want to say is for someone her age, Nikki Bella definitely represents the caked army really well. The match itself, I mean, come on. What do we expect to see? We knew who was going to win.
We knew who was going to win. It's not about who was going to win.
Go ahead.
You seen how the match was progressing.
I did. No surprise.
Jeez, like that was terrible.
Ring rust, sir. It's a real thing.
That was terrible.
Ring rust is a real thing. That's all I got to say.
Jeez.
You have to have, if you're going to put people in certain positions, you really should have some tune-up matches. She could have had a match on NXT, then, fought against somebody on the main roster that would help her with, just getting back in shape during the match or whatever. But, they decided to go a different way, and ring rust is real is all I got to say. Ring rust is a real thing.
From one brutal match to another brutal match in a different connotation of the word brutal. A good old-fashioned Donnybrook in Paris. Sheamus and Rusev. We talking shillelagh. We talking tears. We talking steps. We talking tables. We talking bar. That match I think that might have been my favorite one of the other three that I don't have right so far. That might have been my favorite one.
There's two big meaty men slapping meat. Are they done with each other now, or what we got happening?
No, that should be done now.
You sure? Because they'd probably be fighting. Fighting early today. They'd be fighting every week.
But you have to admit though, when it's not a match and they just be fighting, it'd be entertaining as I don't know what, because they still be going.
Yeah.
Even they still going.
Yeah, they might still be fighting now from before the pay per view.
But the way that Sheamus was putting that accolade, yeah, I think we're done. When the last time you seen Sheamus tap out? Not pass out, tap out, Yeah, that. The last time you see Sheamus do that.
Right.
Oh, no, they're done. They're done for a minute. I'm going to put it like that, because they might revisit this again down the road. But for right now, they're done. Like, Sheamus, you took the proverbial L on this one, sir.
Fair enough.
But hey, this is my favorite out of the three that they had, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
I'm just saying. They might have seven more matches before either one moves on. You know how WWE is.
I know, but after the three that they had, this was okay. I can accept this one. I can accept this one.
I can accept the first one and they'd be done.
They beat the holy heck out of each other. When you get Wade Barrett to be concerned, you've done something. Because Wade Barrett don't be concerned that much. So good job, Sheamus and Russo. You put on another banger.
After banger, after banger.
Good job. But can y'all give me 5 months apart, please? That's all I have. 5 months apart, and I'll be good. Y'all go do some other stuff. Go do some other stuff for a while. And if we need another banger down the road because WWE messed some stuff up, then we can revisit this rivalry. Because we know we're going to get a banger.
Good luck. That's all I got to say. You think it's going to be that long? Good luck.
You don't think it's going to be that long?
They probably was fighting. I'm telling you, they probably was fighting today.
Not from what I saw, but I get your sentiment.
They might be fighting right now, still. And the show should have been over by 4. They still might be fighting.
All right. This is where I get serious, okay? And I'm getting serious in a manner that y'all probably don't see me getting serious. Logan Paul versus John Cena. Alright. Serious question. Why do people hate Logan Paul?
This is a jerk. What did John Cena say? He's a virus. That's why.
The reason why I asked that question because is they do not want to give this man his props. People act like he don't take what he's doing seriously. like, we know John Cena. If John Cena wants to embarrass somebody, he will embarrass somebody. You know what I mean? In the ring. That match? I'm pretty sure Logan Paul threw everything at John Cena and John Cena had to take it. Logan Paul is doing pretty damn good in WWE. Maybe it's me. Maybe I can actually look at somebody and be objective about it if I don't like them or not. I don't know. How do you feel? Because Logan Paul did good to me at Cash and Players.
I mean, it's not that his matches are bad. I mean, no one's ever said, like, oh, his matches suck. It just don't feel like he takes it seriously because he, for instance, John Cena brought up great points. You got the, he didn't got his little prime drink all over the WWE and stuff like that. It's like, it's a process normally of people paying their dues. And it feels like Logan Paul skipped that line of paying the dues. And that's where a lot of wrestlers and purist wrestler fans have a problem with Logan Paul. I honestly, as long as you get it done when you get out there, I don't really care. I hate Logan Paul because I'm supposed to, and he does a great job of making me want to, so I stick with that. But I respect that he does. He's a very athletic guy. He's not likable.
All right. But yeah, Logan Paul, he does his thing. I give him that. He does his thing. And then the main event, sir, Fatal 4-Way. Jey Uso was saying he was going to win the title. He was not going to lead the match. So you have Jey Uso. You have LA Knight, CM Punk, and the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins, fighting for the very, very, very World Heavyweight Championship. Before we get to the point that everybody wants to talk about, okay. Missed opportunities is my thing for this. This is what happens when you have a Fatal 4-Way match. And everybody hates one person. Because when you hate that one person, everybody wants to be the one to take him out. And what does that lead to? You actually taking him out. Like, how many different ways they could have took Seth Rollins out of this match? But we knew Seth Rollins was going to find a way to retain, even when you took Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed and you ejected them from the building. Somebody was coming to Seth Rollins' aid. We just didn't know who.
We should have known who.
And then we found out who. Ironically, it happened to be the man. The women's intercontinental champion, Becky Lynch. But the low blow to CM Punk.
The one who called to my hot husband.
A stomp, and 1-2-3, Seth Rollins retains the World Heavyweight Championship. This main thing is a little interesting. And then as soon as I saw it happen, I said, oh, well, here come all the rumors. Hey, you know what rumors I'm talking about.
Well, here's a little something from that. So, a piece says, I predict when Becky joins Seth, Braun Breaker going to leave.
Why?
I'm just letting you know what AP said. It's not me. It's AP.
Why? No. I think they got something going on with this right now. And I think they're doing this because they have this thing called Wrestlepalooza coming up.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
So I think they're trying to make something very, and I do mean very, what's the term I'm looking for?
Shocking?
No, I'm not shocked. No, I'm not shocking. But that'll fit in. In one way or another. Some major or grand slam type of matches for this show. If you know your sports analogies.
The belief is they're trying to set up something real interesting. I'm just going to say that.
So that was how Clash in Paris went off air. Now, how you want to do this, sir? Because like you said, we did have a Raw at 2 p.m. earlier today, which I happened to catch.
And there's any specific about 75. Like to share, man. Feel free to.
I caught about 75% of it.
I caught about 0% of it.
As I predicted, and Kuma Kane probably already knew, he just didn't say he'll let me get the credit for it. Such a great friend. They saved my girl Stephanie Vaquera for Wrestlepalooza.
Yes.
And she'll be fighting for that vacant women's world title against Io Sky.
Oh, what a shock. It took them a whole week to extra to make that happen.
Jessica did a Clash of Paris and would have been just fine, to be quite honest with you. But I have to wait till the 20th for that. There's a whole 3 weeks. From yesterday. Okay. So we have that at Wrestlepalooza. Grande Americana is still running rampantly. He cost AJ Styles the Intercontinental Championship. I'm trying to give you the good points.
Oh, I forgot to give y'all the thing. If you have not watched Raw yet and you don't want any spoilers, this will be the time to go ahead and exit stage left.
Your boy, I want to say open up Raw because somebody else opened up Raw backstage, but your boy opened up Raw in the ring. This led to the main event. I give you that without giving it away. The rumors I talked about earlier, it got really rampant based on what happened on Raw today. And with that being said, guess what SmackDown is it? Friday.
I know it's overseas in Paris.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Nah, where is it at?
Let's take a wild guess.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Nope.
You said take a wild guess.
Chicago.
Yeah, it's not a surprise. I was being sarcastic. That could fit right into line with something that the rumors are they want to do with Wrestlepalooza.
Oh, boy. They going to make us stay tuned for these 3 weeks.
Yeah, because ESPN said they have to.
Oh boy. Oh, and by the way, Asuka and Kairi saying the Kabuki Warriors. From what I was paying attention to, they are in line for a women's tag team title match.
So they're gonna get beaten next by Charlotte and cool.
And something don't feel right. Asuka is playing this jealous girlfriend type with Io Sky right about now. So that is something to look forward to.
Why would you say it don't feel right? I'm curious.
Don't feel right. When you watch the interaction that she did, you'll get my point.
Okay.
It's starting not to feel right all of a sudden. Oh. And then we're gonna go out in one in this note. And yeah, we ain't gonna be going to 90 minutes. I'm sorry. There's nothing left for us to go 90 minutes with. But I will give my man this good note. One good note, sir. And then we can dive into it a little bit more if we want to, because I've been having some things to say. I just haven't been remembering in the weeks. Your favorite cakes is coming back.
Say a word.
She's coming back. I think from what Adam Pearce said, she should be back next week.
The finger bending again, huh?
But I'm kind of interested when she's playing with this split personality she got going on right about now.
Yeah, I
oh boy.
So it's really actually not split, it's multiple.
Multiple personalities, yeah.
Yeah, because it's right now there's three.
So they pretty much taking every cat that she is and wrapping them all together. It's like this could get interesting here.
It would be cool if they had like other personalities from like when she was on the Indies and stuff, and they used those two, and then they did like what's that movie where the dude had all the personalities and he had to kill everybody off until there was one left. That would be a dope thing to do, but they probably won't go that far because you know she's Latina. He's part Hispanic, so you know Triple H ain't gonna rock with too heavy.
But yeah, your favorite case should be coming back very soon. That's it. I ain't give too much away on real.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. We're good people. We got the quick edition tonight. A lot of information covered. Make sure y'all tune in every week. If you're watching the show on anything or listening anywhere besides one of the channels, make sure you listen to the other one. So, you know, there's a Real Play Calls on YouTube. There's a Shady Sports. And then also there's the Playmakers blog?
Yep.
On YouTube. And then shout out to Real Wise Radio. And also, if you listen on Real Wise Radio, please sign up for all those channels to help support your boys and our other endeavors as well. And, hey, we're around. Look for us. If you are logged into those pages, you'll see a lot of the information, the things that we do. If you want to see specifically what I do, just go right there under me, and it'll give you it needs to be updated, in all fairness, by me. So I'm going to get on that today. But go check it out. It's got all the information for what I got going on at this moment. And it is never where you start. It is always where you finish. And Yolanda has a note for you. Get ready to draft, sir.
Woman, that thing is now to 8:15.
And you're number 7.
I stay in the middle. I think I've been in the middle of almost every draft except for one.
I don't have a comment. I have a couple of drafts that went really bad. I had a money league draft that I was on the way back from an event while I was trying to draft, and it glitched out every time, never told me when I was supposed to draft. I have the trashiest team ever in a money league. I just wasted my money, but it is what it is. So it's never where you start, it's always where you finish. Holla at your people. And Yolanda says, so, oh.
Man, you ain't even 7:45.
All right, good people, we out. We're gonna be back in the building next week. Hopefully we have a better week of just, you know, things going on in the world of professional wrestling. Some weeks are a little bit tougher than others. It is what it is, but the main goal is to let you know what's popping. If it's not much popping positive, we still gonna let you know what we do. For my boy the Playmakers, Cool McCain, we out here. We'll holler at y'all next week.